Hey there, welcome. It's the James Show. I'm your host, James Parker. It's News Talk 820, WBAP, and now on FM at 93.3. I want to be one of your presets. Can I please, if I ask super nice, can I be one of your presets? Can I choose? Can I be button number one? Yeah? Oh, thank you. That's so nice. All right. Hey, so when retirement rolls around, a lot of people have it easy. If you work for a big corporation like the company I work for, when I'm ready to retire, I'm going to give them some notice. We'll probably have a little get together with some of the employees at a place nearby, a couple of drinks. I throw my access card. They cut me a check and a chunk of deuce and we're done. Well, it's not so easy if you're self-employed. It's not so easy if you own a business. You know, if you own a garage and you're a mechanic, what are you going to do with that garage? What about the property you're on? What about that big hydraulic lift? You could probably sell some of those tools and make a ton of money. And even if you don't sell them, you can't just leave that crap there. You got to scrap it off or do something with it. Get someone to buy it or lease it or who knows. Then what are you going to do about your employees? What are you going to do about your former clients? What if you're like a CPA and you've done taxes for all these people and you retire and then they need some documents from years past? Who's going to provide that for them? Are you going to hand these guys off to another? It's not so easy. See what I'm talking about? Not so easy. So my next guest is a guy who knows some of these answers. His name's Michael Rubin. He's a CEO of MDR and Associates, and he has helped people sell more than 200 businesses since 2008. Welcome to the James Show. All right, Michael.
Yes, sir.
I'm a business owner. I'm thinking about retiring, thinking about moving to that last phase. Give me the sort of the quick checklist, the footnotes of what I need to be thinking about doing.
Well, we won't take you through our sell your company for maximum value seminar we're going to do at the Cowboy Club. That's an hour and a half. So we've got probably, what, 8, 10 minutes? 3 minutes? How long do we have?
We have 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Let me do it real quick. When you're ready to sell your business, there's three things that need to be in order. Number one, your financials need to be clean, meaning the business finances or the business finances and expenses and the personal expenses of the personal expenses. Lots of people live in their business. I live out of my business. It's not unusual, but when you go to sell, you've got to get your finances in order, and the business expenses need to be clear and the personal expenses need to be clear. Secondly, you need to emotionally be ready. I've been called a sales psychologist in this business over the last 15 years many, many times because what we do professionally is talk people off the ledge.
As in, there's a lot of people who are wanting to sell, and then after they talk to you, they change their mind?
Oh, well, that's a whole different conversation. These are incredibly hard, daunting processes that take 40 steps. We simplify it to 10, and we try to keep the big picture on clean the finances up, and are you ready to sell? Are you emotionally ready to let go of your baby that you've built for 5, 10, 15, 20, even 50 years? And I just love defending business owners when they try to sell their largest asset. It's typically their largest monetary asset they own, and quite frankly, sometimes they don't even know if they can sell it.
Right. All right. So what's number three?
The third one is you have to dedicate the 3, 6, 9, 12 months it takes. This isn't buying a car in 2 hours. This isn't building a home with one of the local builders for 5 months. This is we're gonna stay with you as long as it takes for us to accomplish your goals and objectives. In our first discovery meeting, we go over all of in about an hour and a half. We cover, tell us your story. What's the value proposition? I give an opinion of value from low to high because you don't know if you want to sell until you know how much you're worth.
So how long did you say 6 to 9 months is the average it takes to sell a business?
Biz Buy Sell, the largest platform in the world, says it on average takes 9.5 months. We at our firm are 2 to 3 times faster because of our 4K video we put in, which showcases the business. We do a 20, 30-page marketing package, and we do an independent third-party business appraisal. So our process is, I think, a little bit better than the average firm.
Well, tell me what's one of the main things that people who sell their own business, what do they mess up? What's the common mistake?
Common mistake when they go to sell their businesses, they've lived out of their business, and their net income is almost zero. There's nothing to sell. Every business sells in a multiple of the net income. So if you're hiding your personal expenses in there trying to pay the IRS, right, death and taxes, there's nothing more certain than death and taxes. If you're trying to do that, you literally got it along the way or you get it at the end. You don't get both.
What multiple should I be shooting for when I'm selling my small business?
That's a tough question. Every industry is different. That's why we do the third-party valuation. We don't want to miss even a little bit of value in the finances. And we, our CFO has been, it takes over the deal and tries to look for those little add backs. But in general, 3 to 7 times, depending on the industry.
How do these dudes set up these situations where they don't really sell their business? They sort of phase out. I'm thinking of a guy I know who has an accounting firm, and he sort of retired, but there's other accountants that still do work, and he makes a check even though he doesn't work.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, COVID changed everything. I heard you mention on the show, by the way, preset number one on my radio is your show. And I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
And COVID changed everything. Before COVID, right when COVID happened, we didn't sell a company in March 2020 to September 2020. Zero companies were being sold. And then after COVID, two things happened. Number one, business owners were sick and tired of being sick and tired. They went, their employee issues, vendor issues, holdups with, you know, electrical parts, plastic parts. I mean, we've had an uptick in activity, substantial uptick after COVID, and everything's pretty much back to normal. The SBA rates are still a little bit high, just like the mortgage rates, but they're coming down from 11 to 10 to 9. Now they're about 8.5, 9, and they're going down just like the mortgage rates. So we expect now a lot more business owners. You know, there's 10,000 baby boomers that retire every day.
Right. So I think that number is getting up to 11,000 these days.
Yeah, there's going to be a silver tsunami is what we like. It's a silver tsunami coming, and it's going to be something we've never seen and we will never see again, because the baby boomer generation owns some very valuable companies.
Yeah, and it, you know, this has got to be interesting, because in the few people I've seen actually go through this process, I found it kind of fascinating. I'm thinking of another family friend who owned a gas station, and I didn't know it was this complicated. Some guy owned the gas part. He just owned the convenience store part, but it looked like one store. So when he sold out of his interest, I learned that he had – you're going to think this is absolutely insane, Michael, but he had nothing saved for retirement. Him selling his business his retirement plan. So he got a little over $1 million for it, and that was – I just thought that was a very dangerous way to live your life.
Well, I think, you know, most business owners are worried putting out, you know, we're busy putting out fires. That's why most people just stay in their jobs that they hate. They don't want to take the chance to go out and be a business owner. But the business owners I serve are my heroes. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry in America wants to be just like them.
But they all get points for bravery.
They put their 401k in the middle of the table like I did, and they went for it.
And so
you're right. They get busy with putting out fires. They don't save. They're paying taxes. They're paying employees that leave. They're paying that they don't need to. They have too many employees. And so I coach a lot of people in our discovery meet. We choose only 1 out of 5 companies to represent. We're at a point in our career 15 years later. They select us. We select them. But I always give good advice. I always give a complimentary value. You don't know if you want to sell until you know how much you're worth.
All right, Michael Rubin from MDR. When is that workshop you were talking about? You got 30 seconds left here. How can the guy find you?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to our website at www.sellmycompanynow.com. Sellmycompanynow.com. That'll go into our queue, and somebody will call you from MDR within 24 hours to set up a complimentary discovery meeting where we get to listen to all your history, your value proposition. Why you want to sell is obviously important. We'd like to hear retirement, obviously.
Right.
If you're approaching retirement, you're thinking about selling, give us a call. We'd love to sit down with you. We're a Christian firm, and we always want to bless you. We don't want to be involved unless we bless the seller and the buyer.
All right. Thank you, Michael Rubin, MDR and Associates. Coming up next, we're going to have a little chat about the improper relationship between the Fulton DA, the top Trump, and a top Trump prosecutor. Got any comments, questions, phone numbers, all the same. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'm James Parker. It's The James Show on News Talk 820 WBAP, and now on FM at 93.3.